All right. Hallelujah. Revelation chapter 10. We'll, for sake of time, we'll only read 6 verses. The Lord stirred my heart about this morning. He woke me up this morning at 3:30. And I like getting up early. I don't know what it is about it, but I like getting up early. The Bible says a lot about getting up early. It says, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness." It says, "Those that seek Him early find Him." Amen. And there's just a lot about God and early that go hand in hand. And I want to read down from verse 1 down to verse 6. And verse 6 is actually what we're going to preach from. I could actually read that one verse, but I'm convinced none of us read our Bible to any degree like we ought to, so we'll get us a little Bible reading here this morning. It says, "And I saw another mighty angel come down from heaven, clothed with a cloud, and a rainbow was upon his head, and his face was as it were the sun, and his feet as pillars of fire. And he had in his hand a little book open. And he set his right foot upon the sea, and his left foot upon the earth, and cried with a loud voice, as when a lion roareth. And when he had cried, 7 thunders uttered their voices. And when the 7 thunders had uttered their voices, I was about to write, and I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, Seal up those things which the 7 thunders uttered, and write them not. And the angel which I saw stand upon the sea and upon the earth lifted up his hand to heaven and swore by him that liveth forever and ever, who created heaven and the things that are therein, and the earth and the things that therein are, and the sea, and the things which are therein." And here's our text verse: "That there should be time no longer." And I want to preach this morning on time no longer. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for every opportunity you give us to stand for your word. Thank you for the privilege, Lord, to say we've been counted faithful, putting into the ministry of God. We ask, Lord, dear Father, for your help today. We know Peter said, "Let every man minister as the Lord gives ability." And Lord, a lot of men don't realize that preaching's of God. You make your ministers of fire. And Lord, I have nothing apart from you to boast about. My boast is in you. My help cometh from the Lord. We know, except the Lord build the house, they that labor to build it labor in vain. So Lord, right now I call upon you. I ask for your blessings. I ask for your help. And we'll give you praise for whatever you do. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. All right. I only got 2 points this morning. I don't think they'll last long, but they'll last long enough. This Bible here is eternal. Amen. This earth and heaven will pass away, but this word won't pass away. We'll be giving this young man back here a Bible here just a minute. But I got 2 points. Time will be no longer one to the lost, and time will be no longer applying to the saved. And we'll elaborate on both of them. We'll start with the lost. Time will be no longer for you to repent. Right now, buddy, the day's at hand. It's high time. The Bible says today, if you hear His voice, harden not your heart. See that you refuse not Him that spake from heaven. Hebrews says that to us. But He said in Luke chapter 13, verse 3, and in verse number 5, Jesus said, "Except ye repent," He said, "you will perish." The time to repent will be no longer. Now, I've been a procrastinator all my life. What that basically means is, what I need to do, I put it off. And I put it off. And I put it off. And I even done that in salvation. God dealt my heart. Like Brother Tommy said just a minute ago there, God dealt with my heart. I knew He was dealing with me at the age of 18 years old. And I'd done something very foolish. I put it off. And God was merciful to me. And I found mercy that even though I was ignorant of the fact I could have died lost, end up in hell, God's mercy is being multiplied to me abundantly. At the age of 34 years old, I had enough sense to call upon Him that's rich in mercy. All to call upon Him, and I repented of my sins and got forgiveness, got saved Amen. From the penalty of sin. The Bible said, sin, when it finished, it brings forth death. Sin is a dead end street. There is pleasure in sin, but it's for a season, and it's a short season, my friend.
Right.
Don't play around with sin. A lot of people think about sin, they think it's not that bad. It's like somebody got a pet python and they play around with that snake, and next thing you know, it's wrapped its coils around them and killed them. Sin's a lot like that.
Right.
Sin, there's nothing good about sin. I know the Bible said, man, love darkness rather light because their deeds are evil. But I'll tell you what, some of the things we love, we need to abstain from. And the Bible said, abstain from the appearance of evil and to the lost. There will be a time, this angel said, that time will be no longer. There will be no more time to repent. There will be no more time to receive the mercy of God that is shed abroad through the blood of His only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, on the cross at Calvary. Prayed that intercessory prayer. Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. There will be time no longer to repent.
Right.
There will be time no longer to receive. By the time I hear people all the time, pray God won't come. There's still lost people who need to get saved. It don't matter when Jesus comes. The Bible said the day of the Lord will come.
Right.
He said an hour, you think not the Son of Man comes. It doesn't matter when He comes. It's still going to be a lot of lost people. They need to get saved. That's why the Bible says seek Him early. Don't wait. Don't procrastinate. Don't put it off. The Bible said, for if they escape not Him that spake on earth, how much more shall they not escape Him that speaks from heaven? He said, repent. Receive forgiveness for your sins before it's everlasting too late. And the Bible said in Hebrews chapter 2, verse number 3, it says, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation? There'll be no escape.
That's right.
There'll be no excuse. It'll be a certain fearful looking unto judgment, because, buddy, death's coming and judgment's coming. The Bible said it's appointed unto man once to die, and after that the judgment. Hebrews 9:27 says that. Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 13 through 14 says, let's hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep His commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. Verse 14 says, for God will bring every work into judgment, whether it be good or whether it be evil. Me and Brother Tommy heard about an unthinkable act that happened in a church recently, about a week ago, up in Somerset, Kentucky. And it's unthinkable to hear about what happened. But those things will only happen for so long. And there'll be time no longer to repent of such wickedness. There'll be time no longer to call upon God for mercy. I'm telling you, buddy, this is one thing that you don't need to procrastinate about. You need to get to Jesus. That woman said, if I could just touch the hem of His garment, I can be made whole.
Amen.
But if you can just get to Him, you can get hope. Amen. You're one of these days, I'll surprise you'll be over. I've heard it. Tommy's heard it. Debbie's heard it. I'll surprise you one of these days, and you might get surprised. The Bible says today is the day. There ain't nothing there that says about get saved tomorrow. It says get saved today. Today is the day of salvation. Your next time. I'll be there next time. That'll be over with. My friend, this no longer applies to the lost. That's scary. The Bible says it's a fearful thing to fall in the hands of the living God. God loves you. But listen, when it comes to sin, the Bible said God is angry with the wicked every day. The Bible said that even though God is love, God, He said that all the nation that forget God will be turned into hell. All the things to sin. If you want to know how bad it is, look what happened to Jesus. When He had to take upon Him the sins of the whole world, And I'll tell you right now, when you see that his best is marred more than any man, you see how bad sin is, you see how much suffering he went through, how much he had to endure such contradictions, sinners, just to be able to pray an intercessory prayer on your behalf and take his blood to the mercy seat of God as the Lamb of God takes away the sin of the world, you understand how serious the matter of sin is. To the lost, there'll be no more time. No more time to repent. No more time to receive forgiveness. No more time to receive mercy. You'll stand before God. You'll stand before God not only guilty, but when God says, depart from me, you're accursed to everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels, you know what you'll say? Amen, Lord. You was righteous, and I wouldn't let you be my Lord. I wouldn't let you be my Savior. I wouldn't let you forgive me. I put it off. I alone am guilty. It's my own fault. And for eternity, you'll be haunted by the fact that you should have done before time ran out what God told you to do. He said, today, repent. Today, receive the Lord Jesus as your Savior. Now, to the saved, praise God, Brother Tommy. No more 40-hour week work weeks.
Amen.
Woo! No more punching the time clock.
More like
no more scheduling. No, trying to figure out whether you can get it all in a week or not. I mean, no more sweat. No more toil of the road. No more tribulation. No more trials of your faith. No more devil to deal with. No more hurt. No more surgery. No more pain. Glory to God. And I'm telling you, it's going to be a good place to be when we finally get home. Amen.
Amen.
It'll be just like that song Sister Debbie sung just now. I already wish I was there, and I wish she was there. I wish it was all there. But I'm telling you, buddy, there'll be no more watches needed. They'll throw them, Brother Tommy. They'll throw them things as far as they can throw them. There won't be no more of these needed. There'll be no more calendars needed.
Right.
I know this is, September the 2nd, 2017. My wife turned 60 this month on the 12th. She won't have to worry about that 60th birthday. I'll be 64 next February, good Lord be willing. I won't have to worry about turning 64. She won't have to worry about turning 60. We'll be going where time will be no more. In eternity, we'll be with Jesus, glory to God. Oh, how wonderful it's going to be. The Bible says this about that. It says we'll have an eternity to enjoy in heaven, and with the joys of our Lord, they'll be ours forever to enjoy. Heaven will be what God had in mind for earth, and had it not been for sin, we could have had heaven on earth. The Bible said there's a rest to the people of God. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 9 through 10. I don't know about you, but every now and then I need to rest. I need to get somewhere and sleep a little and recover from all the things that we've done during the day. But there's a rest. It's a glorious rest. It's a different kind of rest than down here. We'll rest from our labors. We'll rest in the joys of the Lord. And there we'll be happy forever. Psalm 144, verse 15 says, happy is that people whose God is the Lord. Yea, happy is that people's in such a case. I have never been to heaven. What I've read about sounds like a good place to be.
That's right.
And the highest not been told, baby. You don't have no wheelchairs up there. You don't have no band-aids up there. They don't do surgeries up there. Nobody hurts up there. Nobody's worried about nothing no more. They ain't worried about nobody breaking in.
Amen.
They ain't nobody worried about nobody being nobody else. Nobody saying an unkind word. I mean, it's good. I mean, but it's what God had in mind for you and for me. And we'll know once finally what love's all about. We'll be able to love like we should have loved down here. It'll be good, amen. They're not worried about this or that. They're not worried about this or that. They're enjoying the praise and the goodness. my home. I'm looking forward to getting home, Brother Tommy. I mean, the toils of the road are taking their toll on me. I'm getting weary in the journey, amen. But I'm getting closer to home. And the Bible said we're nearer than when we believed. And Paul said it's far better up there.
That's right.
All to the saved. There'll be no more. No more stress. No more struggle. God having provided some better thing for us. After a while, they don't play Christian music. They play a Volvo out there while I work at. And this girl, her name's Katie Perry. I don't have much use for Katie Perry, but she wrote a new song. And in that new song, she says, "And I struggle. And we struggle down here. I like the wording of the song. And I struggle." She said, "I struggle to accept people. I struggle to live with them. I struggle with this. I struggle with that." How true that is. Down here we struggle. But up there, we struggle no more. Even in the womb, Rebecca had Esau and Jacob, and they struggled in their womb. And she had to go pray about it. So what's going on, God? God said two nations in your womb, and they're going to fight from here on out.
That's right.
Oh, no more struggling. To the saved, we'll finally be able to enjoy what God tried to give us all along. You see, God told Israel, He said, "Your sins have withheld good things from you," and they scratched their heads and said, "What's sin?" There, the Bible said they sold themselves into sin. That means they made themselves slaves to sin. They sold themselves into sin. A lot of people down there doing that. But Tommy mentioned about a lady, her husband was having troubles at work, at bar. And I'll tell you what most of the problems are. Need a little bit more humility in the home and in the heart. The Bible talks about forbearing one another. Old Brother Eddie ain't perfect, but somehow or another, Dottie has forbeared me, and I've forbeared her, Sister Debbie. And I'm starting to learn a little bit more about my responsibility as her husband and trying to show honor her being a weaker vessel and trying to love her a little more and put up her a little more and get a few dividends on that. We've got to learn how to do that. Bible said we're heirs of grace. Woo! That don't make no sense right now, but it will when they read the will. Woo! Heirs of grace. Gonna roll and rain up there. I don't even understand that. I just know I'm looking forward to seeing what that's all about, amen. I mean, down here they read my will and they'll say, "Being sound of mind and body, He spent it all." But up there they'll read the will and they'll say, "He left it all to you. You're rich." Yeah, no, right. You want or need or nothing. I can't understand that kind of will reading. I hear about the fairy tales, and I'm gonna find out the reality of what it means to be left it all. I'm talking about He owns it all. He said the silver's mine, the gold's mine. He said the cattle on 1,000 hills, He said they belong to Him. He said the earth and the fullness thereof is His. He said all souls belong to Him, and He's going to buy it up, and He's going to give all of us an inheritance that's incorruptible, undefiled, that fadeth not away. It's reserved in heaven for us. I'm looking forward to time being no longer down here in this prison house. Amen. I feel like I'm serving time in prison. Hard labor. He's going to take the shackles off. And He's going to say, "Enter thou into the joys of the Lord."
Amen.
And I'm going to say, "Woo!" I'm going to shout, Elizabeth. I'm going to say, "Woo!" The highest I've been told. I done heard one half. Up there in the streets of pure gold, the walls of jasper, the gates of one pearl. But oh, listen. When we say the half, God said, "Don't write that down." He said, "What them? What was it, 7 thunders uttered?" I believe that's right.
Yeah.
Said 7 thunders uttered. He said, "Don't write that down. We'll get to see that half."
Right.
I don't know what 7 thunders all about. I just know I'm going to find out. Ooh, makes me want to take off running. Father, if I knew I could make it to heaven, I'd take off right now. Heaven, I just know there's going to be transportation provided. In St. John chapter 21, Jesus told Peter, he said, Peter, when you're young, he said, you went wheresoever thou wouldest. But Peter, when thou shalt be old, and old brother Eddie be 64 next February, that's considered old to these fellows over here. Maybe not to some of y'all, but to me and to him, it's considered old. He said, when thou shalt be old, thou shalt stretch forth thy hand, and another shall gird thee and carry thee where thou art not able. I'm not able to take myself there, so there's going to be transportation provided. It'll show up. Old ship of Zion will pull up to port. He'll say, all aboard. And I'll, woo! So my journey home. And it won't take us long. I mean, in a twinkle of an eye, we'll be kicking up gold dust and enjoying the good things of God. Listen, to the lost, don't miss it. To the saved, it's not far away. Matter of fact, heaven's so close that when they stone and Stephen, he said, I see Jesus standing up. I'm telling you, it's close enough. You can see it when you're at death's door.
But
right now, it's still not very far away. It's nearer than when we believe. It won't be long. We'll be home. But to the lost, don't miss heaven. Don't miss it for any cause. I'm telling you, lay hold on eternal life. Find Jesus. Get to Him and say, I need to talk to you. I need to get saved. I don't want to miss out on that place. Brother Eddie said we're going to have a good time there. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know what Jesus said about heaven? John 14 verse 2. Elizabeth, he said if it wasn't so, he said I'd have told you. One thing it's impossible for God to do, it's impossible for God to lie.
Amen.
And I've been lied to so many times. It's hard to imagine anybody could lie to me. God, you cannot lie. Swore that it was so. I'm looking forward to getting to heaven. He'll make all the wrongs right. He'll make all the wounds heal. All the tears will be dried up. Sister Debbie sang that song. She said, never saw one single tear. There won't be a tear. There won't be a trouble. There won't be any tribulation. There won't be any toil. He'll just be praised and enjoying the good things of God.
Amen.
And by the way, forever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever will be with the Lord. Father, we thank you for that blessing to know, Lord, it won't be long. Lord, I pray for those that haven't made preparation. They're not ready. If you was to come today, Lord, they'd be left behind. I pray for them. I pray you prick their heart. I pray you'd open their eyes. I pray you'd unstop their ears. May they redeem the time. May they realize the time is short. The day's at hand. And I pray they'd make haste. Brother Tommy just sung that song, Just As I Am. And Lord, just as they are, may they make their way to you and call upon you. It's rich in mercy, all to call upon you. And get ready for this blessed place called heaven. In Jesus' name we ask. Amen.
Amen. Brother Eddie.
Yeah.
What day in February is your birthday?
February the 20th.
Mine's the February the 14th.
Amen. Hallelujah. I'm just glad I got a birthday. I wouldn't care what month it's in. I'm glad I got one. Everybody didn't get one. Hallelujah.
Right.
Some people didn't make it into this world. But those that have made it have an opportunity. Jesus said, I've come that you might have life, that you might have it more abundantly. John 10 and 10. That life is in Him. You won't have life without Him. He that has Son has life. He that have not the Son of God has not life. The wrath of God abideth upon him. Don't die in those conditions. Don't end up Him coming. You're not ready to meet Him when He comes. Get some oil in your lamp. Get ready. It's soon to come. Jesus is coming for His church. Brother Tommy quoted John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. And how true that is. But the Bible said that Jesus loved the church and he gave himself for it and he purchased it with his own blood. Anytime I've ever bought anything and I left it behind, I went back and got it. Why? Because it was mine. I paid for it. It belonged to me. And I went and picked it up and he's coming back for his church. Amen. All right, let me shut this thing down. Woo! Hallelujah.